Be'ezrus Hashem, Parshas Nosoi, right after Shavuos, after the Shefa of Matan Torah, we have the largest parasha, Parshas Nosoi, Kuf Ayin Vav Psukim, the same as Kapitel Kuf Yutes. The Indian is because after the Shefa of Matan Torah, we get a Bezundera Shefa of Arichus in Torah, also in the Medrash Rabbah. The biggest Arichus in Medrash Rabbah is Parshas Nosai. In the Zohar, Parshas Truma is the largest, but in the Idra of the Zohar, Parshas Nosai is the largest. We know that the Kuf Ayin Vav Psukim is also similar, that Kapitel Kuf Yutes, and also Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Ayin Vav, the largest Masechta in Dapim, Kuf Ayin Vav. Betzim, it's Kuf Ayin Zayin, there's 176 blot, but it starts from Daf Beis. The Satmar Rebbe said that on the day of his Chasana, Eret Ge'essen Kez, he ate cheese, but he meant he learned Masechta Baba Basra. Kuf Ayin Zayin is Kez. So we have Nosoi Esroish B'nei Kehos, we have Nosoi Esroish B'nei Gershoin. And the parasha starts, Nosoi Esroish B'nei Gershoin Gam Heim. The Hainu already in last week's parasha in Bamidbar, it was Nosoi Esroish B'nei Kehos. So on one hand, Kehos gets Kedima because he's the oldest. No, Kehos gets the Kedima because he's the Noisei Ha'orin. But on the other hand, B'nei Gershon Gam Heim, because he was the oldest. Gershon Kehos Merari. We want to show on one hand the Chashivas of the Bechor, on the other hand, the Chashivas of the one that's Noisei Ha'orin. There is a theory that maybe Be'emes Parshas Nosi should have started already Nosi Yisroish B'nei Kehos, and that would answer another kasha, how Parshas Bamidbar ends with the words, V'lo Yavoyu L'Lirois Kevalis HaKodesh V'meisu. Why does it end with the Dover Rav V'meisu? So there are many terutzim. Amongst them, it's V'lo Yavoyu L'Lirois Kevalis HaKodesh V'meisu. But Akoponim, if the Parshas Nosi would start from Parshas Kehos, but then it would be much more than 176 psukim. But the Chasam Sofer tells that it says Nosi Yisroish B'nei Kehos, and Nosi Yisroish B'nei Gershoin, but it doesn't say Nosi Yisroish B'nei Merari. Says the Chasam Sofer, because Kehos represents Klal Yisroel when they're in Eretz Yisroel, B'zman HaMikdosh, V'lo Yikhas Amim Kehos. Gershon is when they went into Golus Taka, but at the beginning when there was still the Cherish and the Masker, and it was still the beginning of the Golus. Merari is when it's Bizman Ikvasid the Meshicha, when everything is already Morir and Machli, Miloshin Machla and Mushi, they were Moshu Me'olayim, and they're Trudim, Uschufim, Umerbovim, Bitzaris Rabbis. So Dafka over there, it doesn't say Nosai, says the Chasam Sofer, because Adarabba, the Yidden that are holding on stark in such a situation, when after already they're Dvuyim, Vischufim, Adarabba, the Ashrei Ador, that in the Matzav of Azam Merori, that there's Zoycha Lamed B'mechitzasi Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't have to say on them Nosai. They are so close to Hashem, this is so appropriate to the situation that we're in. Dafka were able to come to Gevaldik Adarkas of Kirvas Hashem, Dafka durch the matzav of a shverkeit. When the Medrash tells that by Kehos, on one hand, is given Kedima because he's the Noisei Ha'orain, and then there's Nosi Roish B'nei Gershom Gamein, the Medrash says, Afanorotir, Yekorahi Mipninim, that Torah is Yekora from the Kohen Gadol Shenichnes Lefnai Lefnim, and it says, Yekorahi Mipninim Ve'ein Pninim Ela Tchilo, Shenemar, V'zois Lefnim B'Yisrael, V'zois Lefnim B'Yisrael is the Pshat, that Kehos is the one that zoicha to be before the pnim, before the bechor, because of the schus haTorah. But when the Medrash is drinking ice, yikarim yikoyin gadol shenichnas lefnai lefnim lechayir. It's very interesting. What does it mean, yoiser minichnas lefnai lefnim? Lemaisa, the koyin gadol is the one that zoicha to go into the kodesh kadoshim. The Talmud Chacham is not zoicha to go into the kodesh kadoshim. The Sfasemesh tells and others, but the pshat is one is because there's a bechin of ben and there's a bechin of eved and there's different bechinis and there's a bechin of avoida and there's a bechin of Torah. In certain bechinis, yes, you go into the kodesh kadoshim, but in a certain bechin, the ben Torah, the Talmud Chacham, that's Yoishiv in his corner, in his vinkala, by Shtender, is Yikarihim Mipninim, it taka has a Bazundir Amayla, that's not by the Yikarihim Mipninim. Rabbi Kiveger in the Art writes that Yikarihim Mipninim, he says, the darg of a Pnina or a Yalom or an Evan Yikara, we know that in the Goydal of a Pnina that's twice as large as a different Pnina is not twice as expensive, it's hundreds of times more expensive. It's totally exponentially different of Darga. And Torah is also Yikarihim Mipninim, how a person in the Ritzifus of Torah, once a person has in the Ritzifus of Torah, it comes to more and more Madregis, that Ein L'Shayer of Ein L'Tayer, that's the union of the Yikarihim Mipninim. The Hemshech in the Parsha, it says, V'ishes Kadosh of Lo Yieh, So there's a very interesting idea. There's a Tosfos in Tainis, Daf Tes. He talks about the concept of Aser to Aser, that it's Aser b'shvil shetis Asher, that a person is zoicha tashiris dafka because he gives maishris. But he brings the famous story, Tosfos in Tainis, Daf Tes, Maisa be'echad, that he yarshan the soda that was a very choshev soda. It was moitzi elef kor b'shonam, and therefore the chi of maishris was meya kor, which is a lot. And 1 year he wasn't even been a soyan, and he didn't give the maestris. The next year, the Sada made 100 kor, which means the Sada only made the level of what the maestris that he should have done the year before. And Bo, Kroivov, and Yedidov, and they came with Levushchag. And he said, why are you coming to be Choygig? You don't see that I had a 90% loss over here. The Sada's only making me a kor. He said, no, until now you were doing 1,000 kor, and you were supposed to give 100 kor to the Kohen. To Rabbeinu Shloilem, but now Adarav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you the Kohen. You got a mile here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you the Kohen. Of course, they were teasing him. But Tosfos, it's not a dray. Tosfos says that that's what they were telling him. The ish es kadoshav lo yiye. You don't give the maestro, then fakert, then the kadoshav is lo yiye. You'll end up getting taka that maestris. But a person has to know that be'etzem what it means is v'ishes kadoshev lo yiye, that a person could be omol v'yogeya all his life for so many things. But he has to realize that ein malavan loy la'adam loy kesef loy zav the ish the emes is what's the mensh when he goes up la'achar meyav esrim es kadosh of loyir what he gave to tzedakah what he gave to trumas and maestros that's what he's going to end up having not the other 90% what he gave is what he's going to have the famous story. It's a mashal that the person comes up to Shemayim and there's a long line and he wants to cut the line. He says, they said, no problem, you have to shmir. So he wrote out a check, $10,000. They said, no, here, to cut the line, you don't give a check of $10,000. You have to show that you have a Kabbalah. You have to show that you have already the receipt that an Olam Hazeh that you gave the $10,000. That's the way to cut the line over here. And that reminds me of Emes, there's a Moira de Gazach, the Gro writes, that, you know, this kin a taiva of a kavod, Shemoitzi Yis Adam and Oilam, he says there's another taiva that's even starker than kin a taiva kavod, Moitzi Yis Adam and Oilam. It's taka when it's Yoitzi Adam and Oilam, when exactly, Bishas Ptirosi Shal Adam, he has such a grizig, a gewaldike taiva to go back to Oilam Hazah just for 2 minutes. One kapitel Tehillim, one daf Gemara, one Sdoke, one mitzvah, one chesed. He wants to chaperein something. He has a gewaldike Taiva, that's English Shire, let me go back for 2 minutes, and then it's too late. Because Mipnei say Votokim, before you get old, you have to be Tokim, you have to get up and do it. Not afterwards. The Psukim, when it describes the Matnes Kahuna, there's two Psukim that look like it's a repetitive. It says, V'chol Truma, L'chol Kotche B'nei Yisrael, Asher Yakrivu L'Koyin Lo'yiyah. And then again, it's Ish Es Kadoshev Lo'yiyah, Ish Asher Yitin L'Koyin Lo'yiyah. The Rechayim HaKadoshev Erem is very similar, the Chedushi agrees on the Torah. He says these Psukim are really talking about the entire array of the Chof Dalet Matnes Kahuna, but it's referring to different ones. The first Pasuk is talking about, Pasuk Tes is talking about the carbon ones, chatos, osham, shalmi tzibor, moisra ha'omer, shiari menachas, te'alechem, lechem aponim, shemen mitzoyra, iris kotchim, chazav ha'shoik, murim, the el of nazir, b'chorin, b'kurin, b'kitzer, 14, yad, yud dalet matanas that are carbonistic. Then the next pasuk, the beginning, is talking about the ones that are from Dagon, but it's mamash, a matana, the kahuna, that has kedusha, that it's osur to azar, truma, truma, smaiser, and chala. And then there's another seven matanas that are matanah l'koyin, but are chulin biyad ha'koyin. Reishas ha'geiz, te'achuz ha'pidyon ha'ben, petach ha'mor, gezel ha'ger, charomim, matanis. Matanis means, of course, zroya, l'chayayim, v'keva. There are a lot of other very big sugyas here. We have this parsha of Soita. The parsha of Soita, the Ramban writes that this is a dover nifla that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bizman ha'mikdosh ha'koponim, made a nes for fellow b'Yisrael, that you were able to be machriya, the inyan of Eishes Ish, and this nus was able to be muchra al yedei anes that with the mayim. Then it says the pasuk says vaydar Hashem al Moshe leimar. So Rabbi Yenis Naibish is right. That's only ledoiris because bizman the midbar the mon was able to tell you what was the matzav whether she was mizana whether the mon fell in the husband's chelik or back by the father's chelik would be the machri whether she was mizana. Now the soita the process includes mayim afar and aksav that you write a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name and you put it into the mayim. And that's how you make it to Me'am Orim. So the pshat is, I saw this brought down from the Goyim. The Mishnah says in Ovis Paragimel, Akavya ben Malal el Oimer, Histakel b'shloish advarim, Ve'enat abolidei aveira. Dame ayin bosa, lo'onat ohoylech, v'lefnei miyat alisad litintin v'cheshbin. So these three things, me ayin bosa, mitipa serucha, lo'onat ohoylech, l'makam ofer rima, v'lefnei miyat alisad litintin, l'fnei HaKodesh Baruch Hu, that's the mayim, the offer and the ksav. Me ayin bosa, mitipa serucha, is the mayim. La'ana tahaylich l'makim offer is the offer that you put into the mayim. V'lefnei miyat ha'osir is the ksav. And the goin, sai in the pirish on Kehelis and in the medrash, and also the gra in Pirkei Avos. He stells to the pasuk in the end of Kehelis that says, Zechayres b'irecha b'imei b'acharusecha, that Zechayres b'irecha, you can read b'irecha three ways. B'irecha is the Rabbeinu Shleilam, b'irecha. It can also be read b'ercha, which is mayim, the tipa srucha, the be'er that you came from. And borcha, it can mean the kever that you're ending up going to. That's the mayim, the offer, and the ksav. Tosis brings in Saita the Shem the Yerushalmi, the Medrash also brings it, that Mei Hama'orim. Hama'orim is Gematria 496 because it's 248 Ramachi Varim times 2, because when she drinks, the Boyal, wherever he is, also is going to be destroyed. So it's twice as much as Ramach Evarim. The Emes is, the Kliyoka writes, and many of the Svarim explain, the Shemishmul talks about it and others, that the Emes, it's when she explodes, it's not even a Nes Vafela so much. I mean, it is, and Avad, it's definitely a Nes Lagabi the Boil, but by her, it's Pashat HaMetzias, that you're putting Mayim Kedoshim, Mayim with the Shmoish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Mayim goes through her system and goes to the Mokim where it's supposed to come out, the Mayim. Now, that's the Mokim where, on one end, if she was Nichshal Bechet, so she made Tumma over there, and that's why it's a cause for it to be Misnaged to the Mayim. But on the other hand, if she was not nichshal, and therefore that's a mokum kadosh, it's the mokum of the zivig, of the kedusha, of the chibur of Adam, the ishtoy, then adarabah v'nixav and izrazera also not moifsim. That's the metzias. This mayim, if it's accepted over there because that's what our anhaga was, so that's how it's supposed to be. There's a very scary story with the Chida, in one of his travels. He traveled a lot, and in one of his travels, there was a story talk that they had come to with Bezdin that was dining about a certain isha that was chshadois lagabi her. And she was beroiv chutzpah. She was insisting to stay with her husband, even though there was a chshad that l'chara she had been mezan, or maybe more than a chshad. So they say over that the chido went over and took out a chumish and slowly and loudly read the parasha of Soita word for word. And toich kedei that he was reading the parasha of Soita, the isha had suddenly a tremendous ke'evim and was nifter alam mokim. This reminds me of a similar story that they bring down from Rabbi Kveger that happened by the Bezdin with the Chemda Shloima about a certain Baal that was Masarif to give a get to his wife. So Rabbi Kveger said, you're a Shana Upirish, you remember from Cheder, you learned in Kedushan Dav Beis, V'moitzi Asatzma, oi beget, oi b'misa sabal. You get it? Those are your two options. And the guy didn't get it, and then, so it was Misa Sabal. Mavel al Arayin, the Koyach HaToyrah. The pasuk says that the mincha soit is layitzak aleha shemen. The interesting pshat from the panim yofis, from the hafla, avad, the chazal say, we don't want her carbon to be mehudar with shemen. But he says there's another reason. We don't want the kemach of her carbon to have shemen because we don't want it to become tummy. It says that she's going to explode, she's going to become tumas meis. And then the mincha is going to become pasul. So we want it that it should be that it's not mukshar lekabel tuma. That's why it doesn't have shemen. The emes is, though, there's another problem, though, that if part of the process of the soit is that she brings this carbon, and according to the man, the Yom Rabayla Mefaglin, so l'chayra she could, without telling you, have a machsheves pigel on the mincha, she could have a machsheves pigel, then the mincha's puzzle, and at comment that the mincha's puzzle, then the mayim won't be boidiker. Won't be boidiker. This is a famous kasha, ki yadur, Rabbi Yosef Engel talks about this kasha. He wrote 80 terutzim, soita is gematria 80, if you spell it with a samach, like it's supposed to. Sometimes it's spelled with a sin. It is a sin, but it's a shaila if you spell it with a sin or with a samach. But akapanim soita with a samach is gematria 80. The Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote a sefer, gevurais shmoinim, with 80 terutzim to this kasha. To this kasha, that l'cheresh, she should be able to be mefagel the carbon. He wrote the Sefer Gevurah Shmonim all on that kasha. You have the parasha of the Nazir. The Nazir is a lashon of Nazir. He has a crown, a corona. The Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. The Nazir is not allowed to be metama the mace. He's not even allowed to be metama to the Shiva Kroivim. It's interesting because a Kohen is allowed to be metama to the Shiva Kroivim, except the Kohen Gadol. The Pshat is the Kohen, his Kedusha comes from his Mishpacha. The whole source of his Kedusha is from Aviv and from the fact that he's a Kohen and Benoy is Kohen and he's part of Mishpacha Sakona. So Chatz the Mishpachta, he's allowed to be metama. Bashenkin the Nazir, who decided to separate himself, he's something totally separated, and therefore he's not able to be metama. There's a story about Rabbi Kveger where someone sent him a sefer where part of the sefer was that there was an arichus of a pilpul to bring rayas from Shas and Paiskim and all over, that not only a man could be a nazir, a woman could be a nazir as well. And he brought all kind of raya from Rishonim and the Gemaras and Yerushalmis and whatnot. And Rabbi Kveger wrote him back. He wanted to ask him, I think. Rabbi Kveger wrote him back. Sefer katan munach etzli ala shulchan v'chumish shmoi v'sham kasuf ish oy isha ki yidar neder nazir l'hazal Hashem. Bekitzer, it's a mefurish a pasuk that avad and isha is a nazir also. Although there's an interesting kliyokar, the pasuk says ish oy isha ki yafli lindar neder. The pasuk should say ish oy isha ki yafliu, because it's ish or an isha, so it should be lashon rabim, the man and the woman that are mafliu. Why does it say yafli? He says because it's not a pella that a woman is noizer menayin. It's not darka bekach. The ikar pella is only on the man. So the yafli is klape the man. B'yoy malois nizroi. So the pasuk says yavi oisoi. Who's he bringing? The sefri betzim stels v'chira v'chayrim evian oisoi v'hali mevi was atzmoi. The Meshech Chachma talks about this. He says, because Be'etzem, the Nazir, when he goes through this process, this is a process that Be'etzem, it's not only Avada, it's Be'ikr, it's the Halachis, that he's not allowed to drink wine and all that, and Avada, it's a famous Chakir, and the Rishonim, if it's a Shein Toyar, that he becomes a Nazir, and Memeli, he has those Dinim, or it's an Isser Cheftza on Yayin and Tiglachas, and those in Yonim. But Pshat is, it's also a personal thing that he's going through a process that in the beginning, when like the Nazir Shebedorim, that because of his Taivis realized that it's time to make himself a Nazir, you have to bring yourself to that and then separate yourself that you and your Taivis are not Chadheim. You know, you and your Taivis are not one. You can separate yourself from that and then you bring yourself, you're able to see your reflection from outside, like the story of the Nazir Shebedorim, and bring yourself to be the Malois of Nizri when you realize that Yutaka Wemamali, the Yiyud, and you realize and you will attack a Mekayim and came to the Hakara of what you're about and what you're supposed to be doing. Birchas Koyanim, the three psukim of Yivarechecha, Yo'er, and Yisa. The Medrash says, the Valturim brings it over here, and there's Makairis to this, there are three psukim which have three words, five words, and seven words. Keneged the Shleisha Avos and altogether, the 3, 5, and 7 is 15, is keneged. There were 15 years that the Shloisha Avos were together. When Avram was Niftar, Yaakov was 15 years old. And the Oisiyos in these three psukim add up to 60 Oisiyos, keneged the Shishim Mesechtos. Something very interesting, I saw brought down on this forum, that the Shishim Mesechtos, Zroyim Moyed Noshim Yeshuais, Nezikin is called Yeshuais for this purpose, Yeshuais, Kachim and Tyrus, plus the 6 Siddurim, is the exact same Gematria, 2,719, as Yivarech Hashem v'Yishmerech Yor Hashem v'chulei, the words of Birchas Koyanim. The 60 letters of the Birchas Koyanim are really keneged, the 60 Mesechtos, the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, the 15 words, though, it's very interesting. Be'etzem, you say 14 words, and then the 15th word is shalom. And that's why there's a minig that people, when they say shalom, you're loichetz yad. The Ben Ishchai brings this. You give someone your hand, yad to a yad, and then yad to yad is koyach, actually. Yashar koyach, a yad that attaches another yad. So you're loichetz the yad, and it turns into koyach. It makes a yadid, yad, yad. The corona doesn't allow us to physically touch yad to a yad, but it has to be ma'im ponim al ponim anyways. But the yisoid is that yad to yad gives koyach, and then after yad, the 14 words, then you take get to the darga of shalom. The Gemara says in Ksubis Taf Chof Dalid, Zor she'ola leduchin oiver be'esei. Mefurash Gemara in Ksubis Taf Chof Dalid, that a zor that's oila to the duchin is oiver an esei. Rashi says, because it says, Koysev Aruchu, atem v'loi zor, only a koyin and not a zor, and you're oiver an iser esei. Mefurash Gemara in Ksubis Taf Chof Dalid. What's fascinating and a pella that everyone talks about is that Toysvis in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Chesamid Beis, Toychadvorim, Toysus and Shabbos says, Lo yada ri eze iser oiver zar sha'ilu leduchin. He doesn't know which iser there is for a zar to be oiver leduchin, because he doesn't know what iser there is. What do you mean he doesn't know what iser there is? L'chayritzim aferushi gemorah ksubis chavdalet, zar oiver be iser ese. So a lot of the achrayim shtel on this kasha, Beinehem, the Ramah, The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch tells on the Kasha, in the Simen in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Chof Ches, the Simen of Nesias Kapayim, the Ramah says, V'ein Lazor Lisa Kap of Afilum Kehanam Acherim, and he brings the Makar from Perek Beis the Ksubis, and then he says, aye, what about the Toysis and Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches? So he says, Efshar Dim Kehanam Acherim Shari. And the Maisa is like this, the Ramah means to say, maybe the Isra of the Zor to be Oila is only when he goes by himself. But if there are anyways our Kehanim up there, and he also goes, maybe it's not a problem. If there are anyways already other Kehanim, then it's not a problem. Azoy Zogt, the Ramah. The Tshuvas Ma'arit wants to say that maybe the Isser of Toysfis, of the Gemara and Ksubis is only Bizman HaMikdash, and Toysfis is referring into the Gvulim. There's another Mahalach in the Achroinim, from the Haflah. The Haflah brings, based on the Sefer Charedim, the Bir Halacha of Emes and Kuf Chav Ches brings the Sefer Charedim, it's from the Rishonim. The Sefer Charedim says that the Mitzvahs Esse of Birchas Koyanim is not only on the Koyan, the Mitzvahs Esse of Birchas Koyanim is also on the Yisraelim. The Yisrael has a mitzvah to be misborich, meaning the Koyan has the mitzvah to be mevorich, and the Yisrael has the mitzvah to be misborich, to get the bracha. It's a shayla if it's only on men or even on women to get the bracha. Or what about Benois Koyan, the Chayra also, they're part of Yisrael, they're not the Koyan that's giving the bracha, so they have to have the din to receive the bracha, unless you say it's a mitzvah Esse, says man grama. But al kaponim, the Charedim says that Yisrael, a Zor, has a mitzvah to be getting the bracha, to be on the receiving end of the bracha. Says the Haflah, when the Gemara says in Ksubis that the Zor is over an essay when he goes on the Duchen, is because he's being mevatel the mitzvah. His mitzvah was davka to be on the receiving end. By going up on the Duchen, he's being mevatel his mitzvah being on the receiving end. Lefiza says the Haflah Chiddush, exactly the opposite of the Ramah. He says, if there are Taka Kehanim up there, then you are doing a big problem. The Ramah says, then it's not a problem. Says the Haflah, no, then your mom is being mevatel your mitzvah. There are Kehanim up there giving a bracha. The Yisraelim are supposed to be at the receiving end, and you're going up there and not receiving the bracha. You want to be from the givers of the bracha. You're mevatel an essay. But let's say a Zor or two Zors, there are no Kehanim, or only one Kohen maybe, but there are no Kehanim. And a Zor goes up, he's not being mevatel anything because there's no Kohen anyways. I'm a suppuk, what if it was only one kohen? Also, I'm a suppuk, what if it's a woman? If you say that a woman are not chayiv in the charedim's din of receiving the bracha, so maybe a woman that would go up to duchen would not be a problem, even if she's because she's not being mevatel the charedim's din. But that's the other pshat in the aside of the Ramah. Be'emes it's taka shayla, a woman chayiv in the mitzvah of birchas kohenim. It was considered a zman grama. It's negeya, sometimes there are shuls where the Ezrus Nashim is situated such that they're not behind the kohanim, they're even in front. The Ezrus Nashim extends on a higher level, higher physically, on a higher level, it's on second floor, but it's extending over where the kohanim are by the Aron Kodesh giving the birchas kohenim. So they're not me'achoy re'achoyenim. Is it a problem? Are they mechoyiv in the mitzvah, or maybe only it's a zman grama, and maybe therefore only men? Lahalocha in Eretz Yisrael, they do duchening every day, but in Chutz Laaretz, the minhag was that only, and is in most places, only on Yom Tif. The Aruch HaShulchan brings Bemis that there were two G'doyli Hadar, he's referring to the Goyin and to Reb Chaim Volozhin, that wanted to change the situation and start making the Siyas Kapayim Kol Yoyim, but something was mevalbal the Inyan. Either they say that there was a Beis Medrash in Volozhin that burnt down, or the Goyin, something happened with the Shultoinus, but there was an Indian that he says that it was Nizgalahim in a Shemaim that they're not supposed to. Now, on the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch also paskins that only a Nosui is Noise Kapayin, because only a Nosui, someone married, is Shari B'Simcha. But it's interesting, the Ramah that says that we only do Duchening on Yom Tov is also because we're only Shari B'Simcha. But Lagabi there, we talk a paskin like it, and we only do Duchening in Chutz Laaretz on Yom Tov. But on the other hand, Lagabi a Bachar, Avad, we paskin that a Bachar also does duchening. There's a interesting maisa, Toysis and Soita Daf Lamed Ches brings a Yerushalmi. Could a Kohen be Mitama Lemeis in order to get to Nesias Kapayim? Whatever reason, the way to get there would have to be Mitama Lemeis. And the issue is the essay of Birchas Kohenim, Doicha the Isser of Tumah. A chelik of the nidin is because maybe the mitzvah of Birchas Kohenim is not Shavu B'Koil. But again, that would be totally in the Charedim, because like the Charedim, the mitzvah Birchas Kohenim is taken not only on the Kohen, it's even on the Yisrael, and it's Shavu B'Koil. As opposed to the Lav and Isser, an essay of Tumah, is not Shavu B'Koil. Another detail, Legami Nesias Kapayim, is from what age we said that the Shulchan Aruch brings taka only someone married. But Lamaisa, we know even Ketanim go up, but the Maisa is like this. There's a triple stira. Legami, what age is the time and age standard for going up to Duchen? On one hand, the Mishnah says in Megillah, Katan, Koyre, Betoyre, Veni, Metarigan, Veni, Paris, Al Shema, Veni, Noisias, Kapov. a katan is not noisy as kapov. On the other hand, the Gemara says in Sukkim and Beis, katan hayoideya lifrois kapov chalkam aitrumba bebeis agronis. Which pastus means if he's old, if he knows already to spread his hands for birchas koinim, you can tell him ois truma. On the other hand, the Gemara says in Chulin daf chavdala that only a mismali ziknoi. Forget about bar mitzvah, only when it's nismali ziknoi. So Tosis in Chulin already says there's three madregas. Nismali ziknoi is required if it's a minyan kavua and the only kehanim there are young bachram, then they shouldn't go up. Only nismali ziknoi can go up to duchen boifin kavua. But ba'akrai from bar mitzvah you're allowed to go up. Even by yourself, to a little bar mitzvah bachram. But ketanim could only go up if there are anyways other kehanim duchening, then ketanim could go up. In Rambam's day, the Rambam's mashma, the yitaka not noise kap of achi yismali ziknoi. The pel is, how does the Rambam learn the Gemara that says, koyin hayideh lifreis kap of mechalkan le truma bebeis agronois? I heard once a mirror the kipshat. When it says in the Gemara there, koyin shiyideh lifreis kap, koton shiyideh lifreis kap of mechalkan le truma, lifreis kap of doesn't mean he knows how to lift up his hands into the tzura of a chaloin. We know there are chamisha chaloinis, meitzitz min acharakim, that the shechina and the shefa comes through the chaloinis of that birchas koyinim. No, that's not how the Rambam learns. The Rambam Pasha learns, lisa es kap of means he knows how to open his hands to accept the truma. You know, a person could open his hands to, you want to put something into his hand. So it's a whole different shot in the Gemara. Not koyin hayadeh lifreis kap of, he knows how to lift up his hands for the duchening to make the window with the fingers, to make a tzura of a window. But rather, kepshutai, he knows how to open his hands and accept. We can say that in the situation that we're in, Klal Yisrael has been through after so much time, and avad that we want to come back to be able to all be in Eretz Yisrael and all have birchas koyinim every single day. It reminds me, there was a story, this is not such a good story, but there was a maisa of a bachar who had come to learn in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and his situation wasn't let's not overdo it, but akoponim, he wasn't davening with a minyan. Let's assume he was davening b'kavona at the right time, but b'yichidus, he didn't go to the minyan, and his parents came to visit him Chanukah time, and for the first time he goes into the shtiblich with his father, and they're duchening. Of course they're duchening. They duchen every day in Eretz Yisrael, and this bachar unfortunately wasn't aware of that. And he says to his father, oh wow, look, in Eretz Yisrael they duchen on Chanukah. And the father understood, if he didn't yet, understood the situation. But we want that Avinu Shebashamayim should understand the situation that we're in, how we were not able, well, whether we were able to duchen from the porches is already a lengthy shaila about the chlal, porch minyonim, and how they mitzdarif, and if they mitzdarif lagabi berchis koinim, and for kedusha, if you need a source of 10 in one place, and only then you could add others or not. It's not for now, but akoponim. We want to be able to ask from the Rabbeinu Shalom. We want to be the Bechina of Katon Hayedeya Lifreis Kapov. On one hand, we want to Lifreis Kapov that the Kehanim should be able to Duchen according to some Rishonim. It's only the Eraisa Bezman Amikdash in Eretz Yisrael. And also Kepshuta Inoisei Es Kapov. We open up our hands to Rabbeinu Shalom and we're begging him, he should give us Shefa, Brocha, Vatzlocha, and Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha, V'yosem Lecha Shalom, Shalom in all the different Bechinas of what it means. And we should be Zoyche Be'ezer Hashem. We should zayche be'ezer Hashem to the geula shleima b'mehira.